Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen listening in Phoenix, Arizona somewhere.
Cave Creek.
Cave Creek.
And watching. Listening and watching.
Oh, watch, but not watching Facebook, right, Eric?
Maybe she has both. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe both. That was a political answer. I like it.
Yes, I'm very political.
That was very good. So,
do you have an Easter Bunny costume, Dave?
I do not.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Sean Spicer does.
What is an Easter Bunny?
That's so funny.
I don't even know what it means. What's an Easter?
It's because she's laughing. She's laughing because she knows you're telling the truth.
With a fluffy tail and all.
It does have a fluffy tail. I brought it out this week, but I'm not going to use it.
Why not?
I don't know.
No,
you sound sad.
I should have brought it here, what? And I should have been in studio.
Yeah. Let's do some therapy.
Why are you sad?
You can't be sad in an Easter Bunny costume.
I know it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's hard
especially if it stand outdoors in the summer heat.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, you can be happy and dance to Rolex by Ao and Teo and jump on your friends with, like, you know.
Jump on your friends?
Jump on your friends with, like, belly shirts on and stuff like that.
Wow, I never heard of that. Is that one of these bar crawl things?
It might be. It might be. Very disrespectful.
Man.
These are Joseph's random enlightenments that you'll find on.
Oh, yeah, we got to do
Tales
that again.
From the Critic.
So now we're going to do.
Both ends of the spectrum.
And what does that mean?
That means that we're going to have a discussion about relationships.
Yes, that's
Dave,
right.
Dave, who is married and experienced.
Yes,
and Joseph, who is single and inexperienced.
Yes, yes. That's all I'll say. All right, who won the poll? So I guess, so that's both ends of the spectrum. And there's a little age difference. Not much, but all right.
What about me with the female perspective?
When you've got
this
female's perspective.
That is three ends of the spectrum. Okay.
Well, there's
or we could substitute spectrum for
all sides of the spectrum.
Good. No, you get credit.
It's all shades of the spectrum.
50 shades of spectrum.
So what do we want to talk about this week? How about you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about just trust?
All right, I love trust.
How do you trust that someone is going to be faithful and stay with you? And say their actions and behavior is counter to what
you
would
think.
Suggest that would remain, you know, that they would require to remain faithful.
That's easy. You chain them to a pipe in your basement.
Yeah, and it would be something of explosive nature. So I think that's a very tough one, and the movie demonstrated that, the Furious one, where people can change. And what changes them are they end up with different values.
Yeah.
Values will always dictate behavior. People will go and spend time with what their highest value is. Now, what you look for, I believe, is someone that has trust and maybe even from a spiritual perspective as their undeniable highest value. And that's probably, I think, the only way you can sort of rely on it. But in this world, you can't 100% rely on it.
True. You can't change someone. You can't control them either. But what are the signs? Like, say you're really hurting.
Yeah.
And that other person, I mean, if they're really meant to be with you, wouldn't they be hurting as well? Or are they able to, say, go out and have an amazing spring break? And or you know something like that, go you know and just go crazy.
I had a girlfriend like that.
Yeah,
long ago. I was like 18.
Yeah,
or 20 at most, and we were what they call going steady back in the day. I don't know what they call it this day.
No, going steady just mean you walk properly now.
Okay, yeah, that's right. But you know, it's like you're exclusive.
Yes, exclusive.
But she said, "Can we undo the exclusive thing? Because I'm going on a trip to Hawaii." With some friends. So she wanted a temporary hall
pass.
She
wanted a vacation from you.
A hall pass.
And so if someone takes a vacation from you, that person can't be trusted, I don't think.
I think
wait a minute.
Okay,
wait
Trisha.
A minute. Excuse me.
Third side of the spectrum.
Well, but what... here's my word always. Communication.
Okay.
Okay? She asked him.
Yeah.
May I?
Oh, yeah. May I start kissing some people?
No, 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 no. But
she
told me that in Hawaii, though.
She called me. By the way, I met someone.
But that's different. But I'm just saying, at least she is asking or telling you.
But that's asking versus, like, for a hall pass.
Okay, but at least she, I know, I understand. And I'm saying that means she's probably not your forever, obviously.
I'm with Dave on this.
Right, but here's the thing. Thank you. But what I'm saying that's different in that case is you're saying that somebody should be hurting instead of going off and having a great time. What if that person sees you sad and they are trying to give you something happy and positive to try to draw you out of that?
By them going on vacation? Well,
and no, see, not necessarily. See, that's what I'm saying is you would need to communicate and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling really bad and you're going out and having a great time.
Yes. Okay.
That kind of makes me feel like my feelings don't matter. And it could be that person is just trying to help bring you up by relating happy things.
See, because I think that if she were to tell Dave, I'm going to Hawaii, she should know this is going to hurt Dave.
Absolutely.
To
I
go
agree.
Out and see her have fun and jump on people and stuff like
and
that.
And someone that was loyal like you, you're a very loyal guy.
I would never break anyone.
I totally agree. And
people break me.
You would not even attempt. You would know it already hurt them and you would not even bring it up. You wouldn't even do it. Yeah. You wouldn't go on a spring break, but you would absolutely make it clear. You know, I'm just going to support my friends or I'm not going to party and drink like a party animal.
Right. Because you have to know that people are always, you know, we perceive what we see. And so if someone sees something, they're going to perceive through their own filter and everything.
I agree.
And so you could hurt someone with your actions, even if you are not intending that. And then it could suggest that you will be unfaithful, because if you are willing to do hurt in one way, who knows how far
temptation.
You are going to go.
If you're
but here's
in
the
wrong
thing,
spot,
though, too. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying I agree with Joseph that why put yourself in that position? Maybe it wasn't what it seemed like it was. Or maybe it was, but
you don't know unless you get that communication.
Exactly, and you get to know their personality, because there have been people I've known who have said, oh, you were flirting when there was no flirtation happening, but it was through filters it appeared there was. And so until that communication occurred, it was misunderstood. Then as the relationship grew, the person was able to see that that's just that person's personality, is that they're friendly.
Well, everyone, it's been a great Breakthrough Entertainment's Easter special. Again, check out my new column, Tales from the Critic, at breakradioshow.com. Click on articles.
And check out our beautiful Easter eggs.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put a picture on that on today's post, which will be posted tonight.
And this Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll see everyone next week. Have a happy Easter.
Have a fabulous Easter, everyone.
Right. Bye-bye. In the rose of gravure.